Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Conversation, Kyle's Conversation, the conversation I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like and share, please. If you don't know, the show's name has changed. I did Kyle's Conversation for a while, and when I did Kyle's Conversation, I don't know if I liked the name, so I went with the Weekly Conversation with Kyle. And like when I first started doing this, I had people, how do I listen to your Blog Talk Show? How do I listen to your Blog Talk Show? And I'm like, if you see the link, yeah, we'll click on it. And you'll be able to hear it when it's live or whatever. And when I started the page, I did the URL as Kyle's Conversation. And since I can't change that unless I delete it, restart it, and all this, I just said, screw it, I'm going to change the show back to Kyle's Conversations, and that way there's no comment, because I have people confused, like, so what's the difference between the name was the difference, but they were this. I just want to keep the same for continuity and all that stuff. And thank you so much for tuning in. You know, if God woke you up today, he had plans for you. Today I want to get into, there's a recession going on in this country, and Trump's going to help out with tax cuts. I want to get into what's really going on with that, because that's not actually going on. You know, I want to get into that one. And, you know, Brett and Greg, you know, if you're voting for Trump, then you're going in the wrong direction and this and that. Well, if supporting America, supporting this country going in the right direction, supporting freedom, supporting the Second Amendment, if that's being a racist, and I don't want to be wrong on that one. Call me whatever you want to call me. Call me whatever. Stacey Abrams, voter fraud is a myth. It does not exist. Great. So you're actually admitting that the voter fraud of the, I don't know, Russian collusion, that didn't exist? Thank you. That was a myth, yes. It's only going to be a myth unless Trump loses. No, if Trump wins, then you'll be like, there's voter fraud. But, you know, suppression, you know, you have 2 and in some cases 4 years to get an ID to vote. But, you know, that's racist. That's suppression. Elizabeth Warren apologizes after a mosquito sucks the 0.0001% of Native American out of her. It's been wiped clean off her website and everything. Not really. She's just apologizing, saying she was a Native American. She don't, whatever. I'm going to get enough. Lord help Pocahontas. The Duke and Duchess of York, you know, we got to help the environment and all this, but they're on like their 11th private plane flight. You know, they're on like private plane flights all the time. In 11 days, they've been on 4 private plane flights. Wow, you know. It sounds, they're a thing, you know, how they're against the environment, you know, they want to make the environment better, but they're on these private jets. It's sort of like these electric car charging stations that are run and charged by diesel generators.
Private jets, SUV, expeditions.
All this stuff, yeah. You know, MSNBC's Stephanie Rule has come out saying that, you know, it's about time we have a recession.
Oh, I know. They're all getting... they all, excuse my language, but they're all having orgasms all over the TV on MSNBC.
I want to get into that because
all of them.
I want to get into that because there's two sides, because there's two, the left and two, there's two sides of the left saying different things, but it's the same thing. One saying there is a recession, one saying we hope we have one. So who's right? And they're both on the left. I want to get into that.
From what I've understood, you listened to Rush today. From what little bit I heard, I don't think we could be heading for a recession. And they just think that we're heading for a recession because Trump is talking about redoing some of the taxes.
We'll get into that after I finish, you know, all this stuff, what I'm talking about. But that's the first thing I wanted to talk about. But, you know, oh, wow, there's all kinds of stuff. I want to get into Manchester United and all that stuff. And I want to get into the Obama jersey that sold for $120,000. Wonder if it was even real. But I want to get into Matthew 6:7. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask Him. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. But I want to get into this because there are Democrats who are saying, like, we're in a recession. You know, like, they're trying to say we're in a recession because that's the only way Trump's going to get out of the office. But then there's other Democrats who are saying, Trump, because they're talking about Trump is going to do tax cuts and all this stuff to help with this recession. And then there's other Democrats who are saying, well, guess what? Now, this is what's really going on, folks. They're making up this recession crap. The reason why they're doing that is one simple thing. Well, because, see, they don't, the Democrats, what is their plan? They don't have a plan. They don't have anything. Show me one. Joe Biden is the closest thing to a blue dog Democrat. And he doesn't have he's about as useful as a sump pump in the desert. He's the closest they have to competing with Trump. But if by some miracle they beat Trump, see, we warned you about this recession. It was coming. We warned you. You need our policies. Now the Democrats are going to come in with our policies and save the day. Da-da-da-da! What, like California's being saved? California's turning into a third world country. There are people that are having to clean human feces off their doorsteps every day to their businesses. They're having to step over homeless people and immigrants and everything living on the streets. You want that? You want to be sweeping up syringes and needles and feces and all kinds of other stuff? I see the photos of California. I see the videos of California. It's not the country I want, not the economy I want, but, you know, I mean, you don't have to go to other countries to see how. Just go to South Chicago. There ain't a white Tea Party Republican Trump supporter within miles of that. And that's what's going on. You're having people in these countries, because California is like its own country, but in like Detroit and South Chicago and all these areas are like, wait a minute here. We had Obama for 8 years. Nothing changed. We had a black president. We had our party. We had a black president. One who was supposed to help the people of color. Color folk. He was supposed to be our savior. And when Detroit didn't get better, Los Angeles didn't get better, show me how Compton, Watson, South Central is better. Show me how Detroit is better. Show me how Baltimore is better. Show me how South Chicago is better. Show me how any inner city was better because of Obama. It's not. He's better. His bank account's padded, but how is yours? But the the 1% chance that Trump would lose, guess what? Cha-ching. We said recession was coming. We see. No. That's what's happening in this country, folks. Trump, you're a racist. No, people are waking up. People are waking up. Button Greg, voting for Trump is looking the other way at racism. Trump's racist? Really? Wow. Well, if he's racist and I'm racist, and that's what's wrong in this country. There's no recession in this country. Trump's not trying to do anything. We're going in the right direction. You know, look at all the media. You wanna be a billionaire? Look at how many. If it wasn't for internet subscriptions and stuff to the newspapers, where just 99 cents and you can get a whole month of the newspaper online. Most newspapers are bankrupt, like the Washington Post and the New York Times. Some of those people that run it have so much money that they can lose money till the day they die and they still keep it going. If one of those newspapers, if any newspaper out here was to actually write a story on, I don't know, the dossier, cha-ching. If someone would actually step out and say, hey, Trump's doing a great job. Let's do real investigative journalism. No, they don't want to do that. All this media is agenda-driven media. Oh, it is. They don't care about you. They hope. I hope this country falls apart. If that means Trump leaving the White House, great. Makes me sick. Remember, folks, it was Americans who cleaned up Baltimore. It wasn't the government. See, what's really going on, folks, is can you believe this? You know, these people are just trying to have an agenda. You know, they're out there with an agenda. They're trying to get a Trump agenda. They're trying to make, because Trump's racist, you know, but they're trying to make it look like the Republicans aren't racist, but they are. Okay, well then, where are your people on the left? Where are they? Where are they? Why aren't the people on the left saying, look at what we're doing? If we're doing it to kind of have an agenda and show off, where's yours? Why aren't you people showing off? You're not. You know, Joe Biden is the closest thing to a blue dog Democrat, and he ain't nothing. What you're dealing with here is there. Okay, if Trump wins again in 2020, what are they gonna? Because that's the problem. These kids, and I call them kids. These kids were guaranteed 190 billion percent. Hillary Clinton was gonna win. Look at all those videos on YouTube, all the compilation videos. Well, who do you think is gonna get the Republican nomination for president out of all the candidates? That Donald J. Trump will. No fucking way. Well, in your political model, it's never been wrong. Yes, and you have Hillary Clinton winning. Oh yeah, 100%. 100%. She's won. And they still haven't been able to explain to the, and they're trying to do everything in their power to keep these kids believing, because they were told 1,000,000,000% Hillary Clinton was going to win guaranteed. And when she lost, they were like, it's sort of like gambling and like, okay, trust me, I have an in. This horse is going to win. This is a fixed race. Okay, and you put all your money and your life savings, and then you find out it's a scam and you've been ripped off. And that's what's going on with these kids. The Democratic Party is trying to explain away the fact that Hillary lost when they guaranteed she'd win. And if they don't win again in 2020, they're going to have to do even more explaining. To like, well, wait a minute, we're talking, you know, huh? because these Democrats are delusional. The closest thing you have is Joe Biden to a blue dog Democrat. That makes any sense. And he's still out in left field. And I think some of these Democrats, some of these squad people are literally implanted. It's like, well, let's put people in the Congress. Let's make sure they get elected. Let's guarantee it. No matter what, let's get it so that no matter what the election results show, AOC is going to win or Omar is going to win. And just see how far we can, you know, because Trump is racist. Trump's this when, you know, let me see here. Isn't it these people? Aren't these people, AOC, yeah, aren't they, they're anti-Semitic. They're making all these anti-Semitic comments, Omar and all these people, but Trump's the racist. Second. Yeah, I didn't have to go far, folks, but. You know, as Joe Biden said, kids are just as bright and talented as white kids. You know, Mexicans, Reddit. Just because you're poor doesn't mean you're not smart, not educated, not whatever. But guess what, folks? He's a moron. Trying to push, you know, that like white. He's trying to push this agenda and this narrative that, like, look at. All these white, he's trying to push this white privilege narrative that, like, you know, that white people magically have. There are actresses that are coming out that are like, I can't believe it. You know, I can't believe that I'm sick because, you know, I cry sometimes myself to sleep because I was born white and it just makes me so sick that I have white privilege. White privilege, and I don't know what to do.
You go to the doctor and they give you some more melon and it can turn you black and you'll be okay. I told you this many times. Why would you go to the doctor? I don't want to see you cry.
I don't know what to do. I'm begging myself. See this? See these? These are what are called bills. This is called medical. Where do we have the money for it? We're trying to figure out where the money's coming from. Oh, we have white privilege, so apparently we're supposed to be filthy rich. We're supposed to be geniuses. We're supposed to...
Okay.
We're supposed to be...
No one in my family's been considered a genius. Sorry to disappoint. I love my family, but...
They have to be there. They got white privilege.
We're not the stupidest or the dullest knives in the shed, but we're just not always the sharpest.
But that's the problem. We're white, so we have to have privilege. We have to have, well, yeah. If someone wants to show me what this white privilege is, if someone wants to show me, you know, I want to know how I get this white privilege to pay a bunch of bills I have. I want to know where this white privilege comes from. That all these actresses are, I can't believe it. Well then, if that's how you feel, end your life then. If you're that, euthanize yourself.
Exactly. Save the world, your carbon footprint.
Yeah, save the world, your carbon footprint. Just come out and say you have evidence on Bill Clinton and Hillary, and you'll be gone in about a week.
Yeah, they'll take care of it for you.
That's right, though. That's right. Don't forget to like and share. Please like and share. Thank you so much. But, you know, but this notion that vote, like they don't have, okay, voter fraud is a myth. It doesn't exist. Nothing. What is, no Democrat out there is actually saying anything of value in terms of what's helping this country. Remember, say whatever the heck you want. It was Americans. Forget the political agendas, parties, whatever, is Americans who cleaned up Baltimore. I'm going to start something today, and I'm going to I'm hopefully going to figure out how to hashtag, because I'm going to start the, this is going to, I might do a YouTube video on this one. It's going to be the Mr. Clean Challenge. Now, I'm going to try to word it differently. And what we're going to do is I'm going to challenge people, especially young kids, to take a picture. Go to a dirty area in your city and take a picture. And then I want to challenge you to take a picture of that area when you're done cleaning it up. Yeah, they have the cinnamon challenge, the burn your arm challenge, the eat Tide Pod challenge. How about the Clean America challenge? Take a picture of a dirty area in your hometown and then get some friends together and challenge each other to clean it up. How about that one? Forget gender, forget race, forget party, forget fame, forget fortune. Help people. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Do it because it's the right thing to do. This is what we need more of. A boy donates $15,000 of his livestock winnings to St. Jude Children's Hospital. An Ohio seventh grader with a big heart is being called a hero for his recent acts of charity during a county fair. Diesel Peppert decided to donate all of his livestock premiums from the Huron County Fair to the St. Jude's Research Hospital. An amount was totaled $15,000. $15,000. In a Facebook post Saturday, the Western Reserve School praised the young man for his good deed. We need more people like this to step up, more people to do, more people to help out. Because that's what this country was founded on. People building, people doing, people giving. What do you think when they came here? What do you think when Christopher Columbus came here in the Mayflower? Who's going to be the government? Because I need a place to sleep tonight, and I need the government to build me a house. Okay, you guys right there, I'm appointing you as government, okay? I need a place to live. Build it for me. No, they didn't rely on, they relied on each other. There was no government when they started this country.
Wait a minute. Time out. Haven't you heard? They rewritten the history books. Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. America was made in 1619 when the first slaves came over. That's when I'm
married. Point of personal privilege. Point of personal privilege. Actually, it was 1618. It was actually one day before.
Whatever.
It was December 31st.
You can take your personal privilege and children. But no, they're rewriting history. I didn't know.
I heard about that. Yeah, because like it was
Columbus didn't do anything, you know.
If they're gonna rewrite history, then they need to let. Because I want to talk to someone about that. Because remember, it was blacks in Africa who helped capture other blacks to get them shipped over here. It was a black who was the first slave owner.
And it was white people who would hunt and fought with black people to get them free. We did not start slavery. Did we start it in this country? Yes. Was it in other countries? Where do you think the idea came from?
Who do you think built the Great Wall of China? Chinese slaves. I will put this out there because we're talking about this, folks.
What? Give me a name, personal career boy, China. Name me another country that had a war to stop slavery. That's what I want to know.
I want to say something. I want to talk about this because this was a black person. I never thought about it like this. It was a black person who came up to me and he goes, Kyle, let me tell you something. You want to know how many whites died so I could be freed in the Civil War? How many white people? I never thought of it like that. And that was it wasn't a white Tea Party conservative making that point. It was a black man.
Right.
Person of color people.
Right. But, yeah.
This is how bad it is, though.
Yeah.
A Democrat fundraiser features a mock Donald Trump assassination, and we are the problem. Our party is the violent one. Our party is the one. Don't forget, folks.
Okay. Did we ever have a mock? Okay. Would I participate in a mock Hillary going to jail? Yes. Killing Hillary? No. Who did we ever pretend that we killed? Who did we ever get that offended by?
There was a KKK person when Obama was there that had a mock of him and goes, I hope he hangs around. But it wasn't mainstream like this. It wasn't like massive like this. It was
and if I remember correctly, didn't every major Republican or every...
We condoned it.
No, who condoned it? I laughed at it, but that don't mean I mean, I didn't want him a hung.
No, that's what I mean. We condoned it. We didn't support it.
Condoning means supporting.
No, it does not. I don't condone you doing this. Like your mom would say, I don't condone you going out after midnight.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with you. Do your show. I'm going to look up the definition for you. Because, yeah, I do not condone you going out at night, Melissa. That means not approving. Condemning means what you're thinking of. Condoning means to approve of. Are you really looking it up? Okay. Tell me I'm right. Because I know.
Watch, folks. To give tactical, it says to disregard or overlook something illegal. To overlook. To cause of justify, to pardon or forgive.
You're
what would you pardon?
The right word.
Condone.
Condone. See, it's not meaning what you think. It's not meaning.
Because that's what we've always. That's what I've always had teachers say. Like if you,
I condone something, that means.
Because I've always had teachers. Your parents, I guarantee, you're gonna condone. They don't want you to smoke. They're gonna condone it.
See, I've never heard that. I've always heard condemn. Condoning means that they want you to do it. That they're approval.
Well, if I've heard like you're condemned to death. I've heard that.
We're going to ask your mom, and then we're going to ask my mom, and we're going to see.
Because I've heard people say, yeah, you're condemned to death.
Yeah, if I'm condemning you.
You're going to, yeah, I'm wanting you to die.
Right.
Well, then why would you condemn Obama being hung? That was who you want him to be hung. Gotcha.
No.
But anyways, move on. Oh, my producer is just crazy. But anyways, this is crazy because if you think the media is biased and all this stuff is biased, Facebook is hiring corporate media veterans to manually look and organize and stuff and check over its news tabs. Yeah, I mean, I get tons of stuff taken down, but it's inappropriate. It's because it stands for something. It stands for a conservative viewpoint. So, you know, that's what's going on in this world, you know. But Facebook ain't biased. The media ain't biased. This ain't you know, Bernie Sanders wants to cut prison population in half to combat institutional racism. So you're gonna have serial killers and everything up. Well, since it's racist to jail you, even though you murdered 75 people, we're just going to let you go. All right, bye. Really? Folks, we're going to if Bernie Sanders gets in, we're going to have serial killers set free because they're black. I mean, I want to keep as many Democratic candidates running for president as possible because I think, you know, the more they fight, Trump's reelected. I got about 30 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much, all you listening. The last 10 minutes or so, we're getting to some English Premier League. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of. Don't forget to like and share, like and share. I do have a PayPal account if you want to donate. Anything that gets donated, if you donate, you can private message me and let me know you have. You will get a shout out. Anything I do goes to improve my microphones, goes to improve my equipment. It's 100% for the conversation, 100%. You know, we gotta remember, it's we the people, not we the government. If we need to do stuff, we need more of those Baltimore cleanups to get people to realize that, hey, remember, it's not the government that does stuff, it's us. Remember, before we had taxes, we still had roads, we still had schools, we had military, we had all this stuff before taxes. But that's the world we live in. I mean, the problem that most people don't realize, and they associate, the only thing I associate even remotely with the recession is the fact that it's hard to make it because it costs so much, because everything's so expensive. I mean, heck, you have to pay to put air in your tires now. It's called inflation. See, but we live in a different world. When I grew up, okay, I grew up in a different, there was no point and click, wasn't an instant. If you wanted to hear a song, you had to wait for it to be on the radio. You just couldn't go to YouTube and hopefully find it, you know? When I was a kid, okay, we had to, if you wanted to have a water balloon fight, you had to find a faucet and hopefully you could get them on there and one at a time. Now they have a thing where you hook this to the hose and bam, in 5 seconds, you have like 50 balloons. It's a different, everyone wants stuff right now. And it's a different world we live in. I mean, we've lost it. We have a woman who, I guess a man, a New Jersey woman is accused of torching a man's house after he called for a booty call and fell asleep before she got there. So she torched his house. What's wrong with this society? I'm going to have me some late night with a call girl and fall asleep, and then I'm going to burn down the place. It's this false narrative. There is so much out there. How do you know? I mean, I bring this up a lot because I do a lot of research because, okay, even going back to Elvis and anybody, I'm just using the Elvis example. Back then, okay, when it was in the news, of course he died. It's in the paper. Now, when you look at Elvis or you know, someone, okay, I remember they did a video and Tommy Chong said, they're going, I'm not effing dead. Because there was all this fake stuff about him dying and all this, and got my CBD oil. But it's just, you have nothing but fake news. Nothing. It's all fake out there. Trump isn't racist. If you want to see how this country would look under Democratic rule, just go to California. because that's what you're going to get. And Democrats are not putting, what are their policies, what are they going to do? I can't name one single solitary thing that a Democrat is pushing that is having any resonance. People are tired of hearing that, okay, I'm a white supremacist, I'm a white nationalist, I'm this, I'm that. Okay, what are your plans? They can't say, this is how I'm going to make the economy, this is how I'm going to improve the economy, because it's doing better. It's going in the right direction. They can't, I mean, if someone, a Democrat, would actually probably have some leverage if they came out and said, well, I think the country is going great under Trump, and I want to continue his, and I'm going to do what he's doing, but I'm going to expand on it and make it bigger. So I'm going to make tax cuts bigger. I'm going to keep that China thing going, the trade thing going.
Okay, I have two questions. One, what would they do if Trump said, okay, we're just going to flat all across the board, every single tax, just stop. Just cut, you know, because they want to give everything away, cut tax, blah, blah, blah. You know, they want to tax the rich.
Yes.
Okay, so what if he just says, okay, everything's free, no more taxes, everything. What would they do?
So are that you saying like there's no money, no currency, no, or just no taxes?
No taxes. What would they do?
They'd be like, just think like if they were to, if he was to offer free college, they'd be like, well, where are we going to get this money? How are we going to afford it? How are we going to pay for it?
They would switch it.
Yeah.
They would
switch it.
Because that's what they do.
Yeah.
My second thing is, what has the government ever done? Period. I don't care if it's a Republican government, Democrat, what have they ever
solved?
What have they ever done?
Oh, they've done a lot. They've raised the debt ceiling. They've got us more in debt. They've devalued the dollar. They've ripped me off. See, this is the thing. You can see, to me, tax is a code word for steal. It is. Well, and I said this before in the program, no American in their right mind will ever support a national bank. But how do we get one through? Literally, we'll call it the Federal Reserve. That's what they're trying to do. They're spending billions of dollars trying to figure out how can we pass some sort of red flag or some sort of anything so we can get a tiny point. 0.001% wedge in there so that we can slowly before, because they know you're never going to support gun confiscation. So how can they get it? Well, let's do a mandatory gun buyback. Will that work? Will they buy it? Will they buy into the fact that we're really trying to take your Second Amendment? How can they take your guns to where you're going to be excited to hand them over, not realizing you are losing? How can they make sure that they take away your First Amendment right without doing it? How can they take away your First Amendment rights all the while thinking you're doing something great? You know, and that's what they're trying to do.
Okay. You know, one of the biggest things that they fought over when they made this wonderful country is if they were going to have state rights or federal, you know, that's really big. That was a part of the Civil War. A lot of them wanted state rights, and a lot of them, you know, wanted federal. What do you think? How do you come down?
Like, what should be first? What should Trump?
Should they be a federal? Should the federal government supersede the state government, or should it be the other way around?
It's a double-edged sword, because federal law states that I can use CBD hemp flower. Our state government says, no, we're banning that.
But Michigan state law says, hey, don't worry about it. All marijuana is legal. But federal law is... it's non-legal.
Yeah. It's sort of like, I look at it like...
See, the thing is, with state, you can go state by state, whatever state you live in. If I don't like this state law, I can move. If I don't like this federal law, I have to go to a different country.
Yeah.
See, that's how...
I look at it like executive order, because you may think executive order is great when Trump's doing it, but if you get someone in there that you don't like who's doing executive orders, then you're not going to like it. So, like, if someone's saying, okay, when I get into the White House, we're not going to have freedom of speech anymore, executive order, we're not going to have Second Amendment. Well, that's the whole thing. This red flag law, first and foremost, that eliminates your due process. Because they can say, okay, well, we think you're not going to have a trial or anything. You're going to have due process. We just assume you're going to...
We can just say, hey, our neighbor seems to mess with off. We don't want him to have guns. So they come and,
And if you think this red flag law is so great, they have had people... This kid has said he is going to go to the school. He has admitted he's going to shoot up the school. He's admitting to killing his... And guess what? No, you gotta.
They don't do anything.
And they don't do a damn effing thing. So that is a red flag. They're like waving. Dude, right here. I got video recording.
They even call the cops, warn them.
Yeah, they've called the police. Here is audio recording.
You can do a thing.
They don't do a damn thing. They don't care.
They try to cover their butt. When the crap hits the fan, though,
you know, Dick's Sporting Goods is actually toying with the notion of not selling guns. And if you didn't know, 28 people were shot and 5 were fatally killed in Chicago, a democratically controlled city. So that's very, very strict gun laws. So think about all those people affected, because, you know, you want to see how gun laws are going to affect things. See, we don't have to. Democrat policies, 99, it's about 100% Democrat in California as far as running it. And look at how bad that state is. It's falling apart. It's a third world country, damn near. Okay? You don't have to go to other countries to see what Democrat policies do to a state or a country right there. You don't have to go far. Just go to Detroit. Just go to South Chicago. They have very strict gun laws. Remember, all these school shootings happen in places that are gun-free zones. But Dick's is toying with the notion of not selling guns, so I don't shop at Dick's. But guess what? You know, they're not really pro-Second Amendment anyway, so I would not be surprised. Now, I probably, if they were going to stop selling guns, I'd probably go there to stock up on ammo while they still have it, but, you know. But when you think about it like this, folks, you know, that's how this world is. I mean, you have an Obama jersey, his basketball jersey, sold for $120,000. $120,000. I might pay for that if it was his real birth certificate, if I had that kind of money. No, I'm not. I got broke privilege, because that's what I am. I'm broke. No. But, you know, I'm happy. I'm rich here. That's the problem in this world. Show me one thing that the Democrats are trying to do to make this country better, help this country. Well, Omar is coming out saying that Trump wants to pit Muslims and Jewish Americans against each other when she's the one spewing anti-Jewish Semitic rhetoric. Trump stands with Israel. She's barred from Israel. Yeah, the two Muslims that are part of the squad, if anyone can tell me why one wears a hijab or a head thing and the other one doesn't, if anyone can know and wants to comment, please. Any of my followers on YouTube, you know, I mean, I'm not YouTube, but Blog Talk or on Facebook. If you know why one wears a hijab, one doesn't, I'd sure like to know that. That'd be awesome. You know, but we need more of those kids that donate and do and give back. We need more of those kids out there giving back to St. Jude's. I've known people that have gone there and used it. But 1.7 million Chinese people are marching in Hong Kong against China. They're standing up. I'm trying not to give any of my Democrats an idea, like, hey, let's march against Trump. But, you know, but at least they're trying to do something. Wow. But this is, you know, we're trying to make America great. We're trying to fix stuff. Conservatives are cleaning up Baltimore and this and that. And Rashad Tabai of Michigan told the press her grandmother discouraged her from visiting Israel after they granted her permission and all this stuff, because, you know, because it was going to be very restrictive because she hates Jewish people and she hates, you know, and she's, my grandmother. Don't worry, her grandmother, we'll probably take our tax dollars and spend billions of dollars to have her grandma come here, but. But this is another one, as I want to get into some quick cannabis news. In statewide area, like in an area where passage of statewide adult marijuana use laws are implemented, it is associated with an uptick in housing prices. So real estate and stuff goes up in value when you're in an area where cannabis is legalized. Now, the funny thing about is not many people know this. You can have places where cannabis is legalized. Like, they have a 99%, like 80% of the city voted to legalize it when they voted on it. But the city does not have a dispensary because they do not want one. Well, 80% of that city wanted it legalized, and you're not going to have a dispensary. Why? Because I guess you're not listening to the voice of the people. If you listen to the voice of the people, it's over 50%. 60% of this nation doesn't see it a problem with it being legalized. The problem you have is the percentage that doesn't think it should be legalized is very violently vocal. It is the most dangerous thing ever. I guarantee you, you smoke one joint, you're going to die instantly. I guarantee you, it's so deadly, it's so dangerous, because you're not just going to smoke that one joint, because if you survive that one joint, you're going to instantly go to cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, PCP, Molly, crystal meth, you're going to do it all. And you're just going to keep doing it. And when meth ain't enough, you're going to go to crystal meth. And when crystal meth, you're going to go to crystal clear meth, and then you're going to go to crystal clear pure meth. I'm just making, because there can't be anything good. You know, you can't have people that use marijuana to get off of heroin, because marijuana is good for nausea and vomiting, and it helps you get over the, because after a while, when you're on heroin for a very long time, you're not getting high, you're just trying to keep yourself from dope sickness, and that helps immensely. But here's another example. I kind of feel marijuana is like the tobacco industry, but in the exact opposite, where like in 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, all this, when they lost those lawsuits and all this documentation came flooding out, that, hey, going back to the 50s, they realized that it caused tumors and this and that, and they had elaborate schemes to cover this all up because they were making millions of dollars. I would love to get a class action lawsuit against the government to put forth, okay, I wanna disclose all the testing they've done at the University of Mississippi where they grow the cannabis for legal patients and have. Because I kind of feel like they are taking cannabis and covering up all they're bottling up all the good things about it in half for years and years and years, and we're finally forcing them to slowly come out with the fact that they've known that it's safe and it's beneficial. Because if they came out with it all at once, wait a minute, if, you know, they got to slowly release it, like, hey, wow, I guess it is kind of showing that it might kill cancer. I guess it is showing that it could show some pain relief. Because if they come out, yep, then, well, how long have you known that it cures cancer? How long have you known that it can treat nausea and vomiting and pain and how long have you known this? You know, they got to bring it out slowly, like they don't know, like they're just figuring this stuff out, even though I'm sure they've known about it for centuries. God, well, let me see here on my time clock. I got about 8 minutes and 30 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Don't forget to like and share. Like and share. Please get the word out. Like and share. Follow me on Blog Talk Radio. I do have a PayPal link if you want to donate. If you want to PM me, if you got any patriotic stuff, you want to donate to the conversation or anything you want to do to help out. I pay for this 100% out of my pocket. I do this 100% out of my pocket. So thank your time here. I appreciate whether you listen for the full hour, for 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Your time is valuable to me, and I thank you. Thank you so much for that. Don't forget to like, share, PayPal. If you want to donate anything, you will get shout-outs. You will get shout-outs. I will, hey, you know, this, you know, someone donated this Uncle Sam bobblehead or whatever. You know, you will get a shout-out, and if it's something I can have up here, it'll be up here. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I'm going to get into yesterday, as many of you know, we had an opportunity to beat the Wolverhampton Wanderers. And, you know, the penalty shot, I would have given it to Pogba all day long. You know, sort of like that. If you're not familiar, anyone get this, but if you've ever seen the movie Hoosiers, I'll take it. We're going to use you as a decoy. Oh, you're going to take the last shot. What's the matter with you? I'll make it. Jimmy Chitwood, I'll make it, you know. I would have given Pogba that thing all day long. If someone on the pitch comes up and says, I'm taking this, I've got this, it's in the goal. I'm not going to stand in the way. And you got to have faith with anyone on that pitch that on any given day they can miss or make it. You know? You're not always going to make it. You're not always going to miss it. But when you look at that, you know, I mean, it was the right decision. Anthony Martial got the goal. You know, I think we got a long ways to go, but I think we are improving. I think we are going forward. I hope we stay consistent. I would rather win and draw and have it be, you know, I don't want to sit there and be like, okay, well, yeah, they're a top four team, and we beat, you know, okay, you know, Man City is first place, hypothetically, let's just say first place, and we beat them 4-0, and then we go to a relocation side, and we lose. No, I want to be consistent. I'd rather be in fifth place between fourth and sixth all season long, being consistent, than I would Ali, I think, and I was talking to this because I don't like when I'm on, when I get on a Breitbart or whatever, me and people start talking back and forth, and it's great. But when I was talking to someone in the United Stand, I said, I hate to say this, but I feel like he kept Ashley Young and Phil Jones and some of those because I really deep down think that he didn't know who he was going to get, if anybody. Like, how much are they going to spend? How many players am I going to... And I hate to say this, but Anthony Martial is a great player. Pogba is a great player, but what if Pogba goes? Phil Jones is better than nothing. Ashley Young is better than nothing. You know, Lukaku is going. Fellaini's gone. He's getting rid of Deadwood. He's playing some youngsters. I see... He reminds me a lot of Alex Ferguson because when Alex Ferguson came in, they were like, you know what? He's not trying to build a team. He's trying to build a club. He's wanting players so that, yeah, this year is good, but okay, when he leaves, he's going to take his, like, who's going to take his place? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was there when we had a first team and we had players that at any given moment could come in. You're the next generation, so that in 2 years you're going to be on first team and he's gone and I see that. And I see that coming with. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in, but I do see the fact that he is going in the right direction. I feel like he knew he was going to get the players he wanted. But how many? He got the right kind of players. He's got some of the players gone. You know, I don't think... I've not really heard any talk of... I've heard is Real Madrid wants Pogba, that they're interested in him, but I've not heard anything about deals or anything. So you can't sit there and take Paul Pogba and say, if he wants to go, yes, but I haven't seen anyone talk about him in regards to transfer deals that, you know, Manchester United turned down a deal from Real Madrid or Barcelona or Inter Milan, any of that. So, you know, who knows? But at some point, we'll have to wait and see, but I'm excited. I see us going in the right direction. We just need to get more of the players in and more of the players out. You know, and I think he took Phil Jones and Ashley Young. He kept them because, hey, they're better than nothing. Because what if Pogba goes? What if, and we don't have anyone to replace him?
You think that could happen in December or January?
I think it could. I think we could get, like, one transfer in or so. So we just have to wait and see, folks, when we see how much time we got left. But I've got about 1 minute and 40 seconds. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, never, ever, ever forget, it's we the people, not we the government. Got about 90 seconds left. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, be that brief moment of sunshine and that joy. Be all that. Because you never know when you smile to someone, they're having a bad day and that lifts them up. You never know when you put your hand on someone to pray for them that, hey, I just lost my mom. You have no idea the change you can do in someone's life. You never know. You know. So thank you so much. Don't forget to like and share. And if you do have a PayPal, if you want to donate. Also, if you have anything you want to, if you have any patriotic stuff you want to donate, you all get a shout out if you help out, whatever. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, I'll be back Thursday. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share, comment. If you do comment, you can comment at any time, and I will get back to you. If you say, hey, well, what about this? What do you think about this? I have people contact me and whatever. And also, don't forget one thing. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Don't forget, because on Facebook, I've had a ton of people who've messaged me with videos, and they've all been hacked. So keep an eye out for that. make sure you have your pages secured. Good night and God bless. Goodbye.